Tonight, we're going to discuss a shaila that comes up in many, many of our homes because of the invention of the internet and because of Amazon and because of Amazon Prime. We now have a situation where we can order things from the comfortability of our home and they will be guaranteed to be there based on when they say it's supposed to get there. So if I order a package on Friday morning, they tell me it's going to be there within 24 hours, it's going to be here by this time, that time. The question that we need to get to tonight is that permissible, and how do we deal with delivering and sending packages that are going to be delivered, sent and delivered over Shabbos? How do we get around that problem of packaging, selling, sending over Shabbos? Now, believe it or not, I know we'd like to think this is a new shayla. This is a very, very old shayla. This is a shayla that dates back to the times of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's a time that dates back to the end of the 1600s. But again, just with computers, the shayla just came a little different. But the issue of sending a letter on a Friday afternoon dates back to the times of the Gemara, and even perhaps discussing packages and the like, we'll see the material, much of the literature is already found in the late 1600s, early 1700s, and we'll try to get a handle on it, halacha l'maaseh. Now, we have to keep in mind that we need to remind ourselves that throughout the year that there's many different reasons why people send packages. Most of us think of it as like, you know, Zara shoes and things that can really wait till Sunday. But there are times where packages and deliveries are extremely time sensitive. Again, one shayla that we'll talk about is, let's say, in the financial world. You're sending something that for business is can make or break your business, make or break or bring a business deal, and much money is at stake. And there's sometimes the things that are sent in the mail can be medications. Some types of medications can be UPS or other forms of shipping, which might be very sensitive. It might be very important to be there at a certain time. So we're not just talking about, you know, the thing you bought on Amazon, the shirt and the pants and the tie, that probably could wait till after Shabbos. But there are things that are taka very important that can't wait sometimes till after Shabbos. And can you order it knowing that it will be delivered on Shabbos? So in order to answer this question, we have to ask ourselves, what could be so wrong with me touching the computer screen, tapping Thursday night, where they tell you, okay, it's going to be by you within 24 hours, and you look at the clock, and that's more of a complicated case there. It could come Friday, up to Friday night. But let's say you order it Friday afternoon, and they tell you, okay, order put in, it will show up at your door, you know, 10 a.m. Saturday morning. What could I possibly be doing wrong? I hit a screen, it's Friday afternoon, you're allowed to do malacha, I hit the screen, it taps the screen says, okay, sent. Now this package is going to come to my house shop. What could I possibly be doing wrong? And the answer to that is what the worst case scenario is, a violation of what's known as Amir al-Nachri. Now we did have, I think, at least a 2 or 3 part series on Amir al-Nachri, but we'll review it very quickly and see how it's going to connect to the sugya of ordering something on Shabbos. Now the truth is, this is not only a shaila with Amazon and deliveries. For those people who get a daily newspaper, we'll hopefully get to it at the end of this year, what happens when that paper shows up Saturday morning? Right? It used to be people order the New York Times. If you haven't yet canceled your New York Times subscription, it's about time. What should you read? The Wall Street Journal is not bad. But at this point, I think we should all stop reading the New York Times because they are no big fan of Am Yisrael or Eretz Yisrael. We should probably read something else. But let's say you get a subscription where it comes daily. So we're going to discuss. That might be the same shaila. When you press, you know, daily or weekly, when you get it daily, so what you're really saying is, please deliver it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Shabbos as well. There are more complicated shailas that we're not going to get to tonight. Let's say, for example, they decide that they want to give you, let's say you get oil deliveries. And those you can usually navigate and tell them, don't come on Saturday, come on Sunday. But something like the newspaper or a magazine, that's something that is going to come every single day. We're going to see how to get around it. So in order to answer that question, we have to first figure out, again, what is wrong if I call up a newspaper and I tell them, I want to get 7-day-week delivery of the Wall Street Journal? What violation can I possibly be over? It shows up at my front door. Great, what's the problem? So there's a pasuk in last week's parasha from all places. Last week's parasha, the parasha's boy, the Torah, discussed the idea of Yom Tov of Pesach. And the Torah writes over there, B'yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, the first day is holy, B'yom Hashvi'i Mikra Kodesh, and the seventh day is holy. We had this in a previous year when we talked about Chol HaMoed. The only part that's holy is the first day and the second day. The middle days are not so holy. That's Chol HaMoed. U'b'yom Hashvi'i Mikra Kodesh Yilchem, Kol Melacha Lo Yei Aseh Behem. We don't have to be the biggest experts in Dikduk to notice. That's an interesting choice of words. It should have said, Kol Melacha, you shouldn't do. What does it mean, Lo Yei Aseh? It shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done by whom? Who shouldn't do the malacha? Shouldn't the Torah have written, kol malacha, you, the Jewish people, shouldn't do? So Rashi, right on that pasuk, points out, what does it mean, lo yaseh behem, afilu ayideh acherim. Not only are you not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov, you're not even allowed to have other people do it. Who's the other people? Asks the Ramban in number 3, who's the other? I'm not allowed to do it, I'm not allowed to have other people do it either. That means I'm not allowed to call my Jewish friend to do malacha for me on Shabbos? I need a pasuk in the Chumash to tell me that I'm not allowed to ask my Jewish friend to do malacha? So says the Ramban, v'macherim halalu goyim, maybe these others are non-Jews. Says the Ramban, it can't be. Why? Because ain't anu muzharim b'toyra al malacha shal goy klau lo biyomte v'loy b'shabbos. Because this din of Amir al-Nachri is not found anywhere in the Torah.
Why can't it be this pasuk?
Oh, because he doesn't think it is. Because there are Gemaras in Shas that clearly say Amir L'Nachri is only the Rabbanim. Right. We'll see. The Mechilta actually says this pasuk is the Makar for Amir L'Nachri. So it says the Ramban, it can't be. Because we know Elosh Yesh Ba Mishum Shvus Midivrein Mamir Shalonu. It's only at the Rabbanim. So this can't be Pshat in the pasuk. And therefore says the Ramban, Amir L'Nachri is in Issa the Rabbanim. However, if you look at number 4 in the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Reish Mem Dalad, he quotes a smag, where the smag writes, no. Because of a smag, b'sefer mitzvah lo yisaseh, tanina b'chilta, we looked at the mechilta, kol melocha lo yaseh behem, lo yitaseh ato, v'lo yaseh chavercha, v'lo yaseh hagoy melachtecha. The mechilta taka speaks out. From this passage, we learn out 3 things. You can't do, your friend can't do, and the goy can't do. Says the mechilta, mikan she'osu liyisrael laniach l'goy la'aseh malachtoi, bein b'yotiv, bein b'shabes de'oi raisa. This is the makar, says the mechilta, for amir l'nochri, mid de'oi raisa. This passage in Parshas Bo teaches me, I may not ask a goy to do malacha for me, and asking a goy to do malacha is a shah, is a de'oi raisa violation. But if he does the malacha on Friday, then it might be mutter. Because again, that's something we got to talk about. I'm not asking Amazon to deliver the package on Shabbos. My computer is closed. I'm asking Amazon to deliver the package for me on Friday. Uvavachi bebeisa shel goy, but it has to take place in the house of the goy, which also gets tricky because where they deliver the package to your house, they don't deliver it to the goy's house. They deliver it to your house, which Billy Neder will talk about. But this is a very famous mechilta. The mechilta has the opinion: if on Shabbos I ask a goy to do malacha for me, I'm in a violation of an iser deiris. Says the Taz in number 5. The Taz. Oh, that's what we're going to get to.
That
sounds like that's going to be the Rabban, which is going to be our case, which might make things a little better. But we'll have to get to that in a second. Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether I'm Machmid or not having on Shabbos, if I just say, send this to me.
Oh, good. So that's what we're going to have to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about, the famous Shiloh when you bring your car to the mechanic on Friday. And we'll get to that Shiloh, the dry cleaner Shiloh. Right, but over here with Prime, with Amazon, part of what you're requesting and part of what they're giving you is knowing that you want it and they know that you want it to be done on Shabbos or around Shabbos. Now the truth is, I must admit, I don't do. All I know is I come home every single day. There's like 12 packages in front of my house. I have no idea what's coming and going, but there's a lot of packages being sent to my house. That's all I know. I don't know what they are, but there are a lot of things. So I don't know how my wife sets it up with them when she orders things. But I'm assuming there are certain days, and they come Shabbos also. I have to talk to my wife about that. But they do come Shabbos to my house also. Now we should have, and maybe we will, but at a different time, we have to have a follow-up. And when the package does come on Shabbos, if it's allowed to, what do you do with it? Can you open it? Can't you open it? Can you move it? Can you move it? Yeah, muktzah, no muktzah. Inside the tchum gets a little bit more tricky. But for tonight, we're just going to focus on, can you even push the button on Friday that's going to send, you know, that says, yes, send it, and therefore it's going to come presumably over Shabbos. So according to Pashtus...
Also about Thursday where it's two-day delivery.
Correct. Or Friday and one-day delivery.
Yeah.
All right. We're good.
You don't care when it comes. You know, it's to me, I just push the send button. I don't care
what it comes to. Again, there's a reason why people get Amazon Prime. There's a reason why you get Prime, because you know, I'll das can I want. If you don't really care, so there might not be a problem. But if you taka do Prime, so Prime is a fancy, from what I understand, Prime is a fancy way of saying, I want it to be here at this time, and I'll das can, I'm asking you to do it, so that I'm telling you to deliver it on Shabbos. So we'll have to see. We'll try to break it down. I'm trying to do this in 1 week. I don't want to make this a part 2.
Does it help if you're ordering something not for yourself, but for a tzibur? Does that help at all, or bechama? Does that come into play?
Unless it's a dvar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Maybe a dvar mitzvah.
Let's say your house, you have a shtibel or a minion there. And you
maybe.
Something for
it might be, because then it's going to be shvus to shvus b'maka mitzvah, right. Maybe. Well, we'll get to that. We'll have to develop it. Most of the time, the packages are usually personal, but we'll see. And achanam, we'll see. It might make a difference. So let's see the Taz. The Taz writes in Siman Reish Mem Gimel. He says that they're discussing Amir L'Nachri, and he says, the ha'kasa beis yosef is a mereshim em dalid, b'shem asmag, the melocha ide akum liyisrael hu deraisa. He writes it like it's a double pasha, says the Taz. Avad, everyone knows. Amir l'nachri, according to the beis yosef on Shabbos, all those people that go over to the guy and ask him, turn on the light, turn off the light, raise the air conditioner, lower the air conditioner, raise the heat, lower whatever. Assuming you're not allowed to, you have to know when you're allowed to. Assuming you don't have the right to do it, which is 99% of the time you don't have the right to do so, right? Tom and Mai just told me that his grandmother has an aid. He said, now it's time to learn Helchas Amir L'Nachri. I said, of course. When people have aides in the house, they say, this is beautiful. You have an aide in the house, she can do everything and anything. No, she can't. And not only that, we're not going to get into this tonight. If she does, or if a guy does Malach incorrectly for you, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. So you got to first figure out, if the guy did it incorrectly, maybe you're not allowed to stay in the room and you have to leave. It's very, very tricky. We covered some of this in previous shur. But the Taz seems to write for Dava Pashit, according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Mechilta, Amil and Ochid, the Nesad Reis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vahavi Issa Gomer, Kemosh Amu Bekam Vekaymes, Da Amir Len Yehudi, Shvos. It's only Nesad Rabbanon. Va'as Mechu Akra, and we base it on Asmachta on the Pasuk. The Chol Moloch Lo Yaseh Behem V'lo Yiksev Tase L'Ramei Da'afilu Aydei Acherim Lo Yaseh. You can't have other people do it. Even if the guy does it for you, Gam Kein Tzorech L'Mchis B'Yada, you have to stop him.
We need to make the distinction yet again whether I'm asking you to do something for me on Friday or Shabbos, right?
Right, not yet.
Tell him on Friday turn on the light as opposed to on Shabbos.
That's correct. Even though the Mechilta, the Beis Yosef said that if you Masla Yisrael Erev Shabbos, that's Mutter. He thinks that's different. He thinks the Mechilta's Dai Raisa is Shabbos proper. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk more about that hopefully in a few minutes. The Sharetzion writes on the Mishnah Berurah's comment that it's only the Rabban, it says the Sharetzion, Ayin Beis Yosef Seif Simin Reish Mem Dalet, that quotes the Mechilta, the Sfuke Misafkele Ula Hu Drasha Gemura, that the Beis Yosef sounds like it's a legitimate drasha making it a deraisa, Avu Mikola Poiski Mashma Duhu Rak Med Rabbanon, says the Sharetzion, but now the Mashma Yosef everyone is Amir Lanoch, who's only the Rabbanon, Va'ayin Beramban Shikas Vagam Kein Dunus Chemuet, this even Mechilta, he also thinks the Mechilta is difficult, and therefore concludes the Mishnah Berurah Sharetzion, Amir Lanoch, even on Shabbos, proper, would only be a violation of an Issa Derabbanon. Now, either way, we keep Derabbanon, right? So the question is, what is wrong? Let's assume it's Derabbanon. What is so wrong with me asking a guy to do malacha on Shabbos? So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says like this, Lo Yisker Adam Paul on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. V'loyim Adam L'chaveire Lisker Lo Paulim. And I can't tell my friend to hire workers. Frakti Gemara Pshita, Maishnahu, Maishnachaveire. I understand. I'm not allowed to hire workers. So my friend would be allowed to hire workers. If hiring workers is an Issur Derabbanon, whatever the Issur is, why is the Mishnah telling me, not only can't you, but your friend can't do it either?
If he's not doing it for you oneself.
If the Amira is the problem, the Gemara thinks it's the talking, right? You're not allowed to handle business. So if you're not allowed to handle business, so why I can't handle...
Are there two things, the handling the business and the getting done off?
Again, but hiring workers sounds like just making the deal. Telling them, okay guys, show up next Tuesday, and we're going to do construction. So I can't do that, but my friend could do it. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? Amar Rav Papa Chavar Nachri. So the Gemara, no, because my friend is a guy.
Unusual lesson.
Right. Maskif la Rav Ashi, Amir L'Nachri Shvos. Frakti Gemara, what do you mean? But Amir L'Nachri is a Shvos. Now what does Shvos mean? The Rabbanon. So this is one of the Gemaras that the Ramban had initially, that you can't tell me Amir L'Nachri is in the Siddur. The Gemara calls it a Shvos. So the Gemara answers, Elo Amar Vashi, Afilo Temech Haveri Yisrael. No, Avada, it's not a guy, it's a Jew. Hakamash Melna, Yomer Adam L'Chaveri Yisrael Lipolim. I can't tell my friend, it's a Chiddush, that I'm not allowed to tell my friend to go hire me workers. Okay, we'll have to come back to this Gemara in a few minutes.
What does Shvos mean?
Shvos is a rest? Right, means it's a rabbinic, Rashi said.
It's a reference to the fact that
it's a Rabbanon, right. Now, there's another Mishnah, a very important Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos number 9. The Mishnah says, Nochri sheba lechabois, if Nebuch a person has a fire. Now again, we don't mean today fires, because today fire is spread, and people can get really, really hurt. We're talking about a guy who has a cabin in the forest, no danger, right? No burning trees, just a fire where it's just a question of momentous. Right? If you learn the 16th parak of Shabbos, it's hard to imagine all the cases in the Gemara. The Gemara keeps on talking about fires as not being pekuach nefesh. Today, our homes are so on top of each other and everything is so flammable, a fire never can be detrimental. But at the times of the Mishnah, that wasn't the case. Fire just meant hefsin moments. So the Mishnah says, Noch Rishabal the Kabbos, let's say a guy has a fire, and the guy shows up, he wants to put out the fire. So the Mishnah says, Ain oimim loy kabe. I am not allowed to tell him to extinguish the fire. Why not? The answer is because that's Amir L'Nachri. Telling him to do an Isser is Amir L'Nachri. Says the Ramon Yerideya, an interesting halach. We learned in the Sunday morning shiur that there's a certain amount of money you have to spend to do mitzvahs, and then there's a certain amount of money you have to spend to do a hidden mitzvah. How much money do you have to spend not to violate an Isser? Guy comes to you with a gun and says, eat that cheeseburger, or give me all the money you have. So do I have to give up all my money not to eat the cheeseburger? So the Ramon says in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, if I could save myself from an Aveira and lose all my money, I got to give up all the money I have, empty my checking account, max out my credit cards, but don't let me be over in Isser. Question is, what type of lav does the Rama mean? Does it mean a lav d'iraisa, or does it mean a lav d'rabbanon? Let's say the guy says to either eat that bishalakum, or eat that cholav stam, that Tuscan milk without Rav Moshe's heter, or clean out your bank account. What do you have to do? Says the Vilna Gaon on that halacha, da'afilu shvus d'shabes asa behefse mamon. Says Rabbi Kiveger, I have a raya from this Mishnah. That says the Vilna Gaon, I have a raya. Because it says in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to ask a guy to put out your fire. What type of isser is that? It's an isser d'rabbanon. What do you mean? I'm going to lose my entire house. Terry says, you have to lose your entire house not to violate even an isser d'rabbanon of Amir l'Nachri. Says the Vilna Gaon, we learn from this Mishnah, Arhechem Agia Amir l'Nachri. Amir l'Nachri means you have to lose everything and not violate an isser d'rabbanon, even the isser d'rabbanon of Amir l'Nachri. So on one hand, it's a d'rabbanon, but on the other hand, it's a serious thing that we don't try to violate d'rabbanon, and we have to even lose money sometimes not to violate a d'rabbanon.
But
not for this, no. Not this. So Pashup Shat, you learn the Ramah. The Ramah is talking about a lav d'oraisa. But the Vilna Gaon has this chiddush. It's even a lav d'rabbanon. It's an amazing, amazing idea. Now, why is and this is going to be very relevant for tonight's shir. Why is Amir l'Nachri Yasser? If the whole issue with me sending a package is because I'm telling them to tell the guy to deliver the package, what is so wrong with me sitting in my house, Shabbos, eating chalent, and Amazon delivering for me? Right? These guys are so quick. By the time they ring the bell and I come to the door, they're already gone. And I don't have much room in front of my house. They are so quick, these guys. I don't know where they find these guys. They're amazing, right? So where's the Amir l'Nachri? Because someone told him to tell him to come send me a package. So I sit on Friday and I type in the computer. I want Amazon Prime. I want it here at 2:00. Some guy tells the driver, what did I do wrong? It's Friday afternoon and I'm sitting eating my chow and the delivery comes. Where's there a violation over here of Amir l'Nachri?
So, you have to worry, maybe the driver's a Jew.
Very good. I want to get to that tonight also. Well, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about a similar shayla. Maybe the drivers are Jewish.
Maybe anybody on the packaging line.
Maybe some. We'll have to talk about it. Yeah. Well, Blinette, we'll get to that. That's what Moshe discusses in the tshuva. Do we have to be choshes lemiyuta? Again, the majority of this country are not Jews.
Where? Amazon hurts Israel.
They do. Yeah.
They do.
But if you just leave the package on your doorstep, you're getting no hana from it at all.
Still,
that?
Well, you are.
You still order.
You told the guys to deliver it.
Yeah.
You told the guy to. The truth is, we're going to see. Shmuel Vaz has even a bigger chiddush. According to some paiskim, if I tell the guy to deliver Shabbos and he doesn't, it comes Sunday, I'm still in violation of Amir l'Nachri. That's the worst. I get the patch. I don't even get the thing on Shabbos.
Get around by saying deliver Sunday. The fact that they decide to deliver on Shabbos.
That would be perfect.
Right. In other words, whoever it is, I mentioned that before.
Right. That would be the best.
48 hours.
Right. But the problem is not everyone.
You know that's not going to happen anyway.
Right. But you could do that if you tell them. Well, we'll talk about these shadows. You make it very clear that you don't want it on Shabbos, and then they drop it on Shabbos. That's their business.
This is unfortunately a very practical halacha. A lot of times they tell my secretary, send me documents, leave it at the door. FedEx for Shabbos.
Oh, good.
So,
it's good to hear people still do FedEx. No, it's good to know people are still using FedEx because I have all these tshuvas about FedEx. No, but someone told me even for work they don't use it anymore. Everything is scanned. Someone told me they're scanning everything now.
Sometimes they need the physical.
Okay, good. It's good to know. Someone was telling me they're not like that.
But that would be a shyness. Yeah. Maybe yesterday right before Shabbos to do that, right? Where they can't.
If there's no time to do it. Yeah, if there's no other time. I mean, if you give her enough window space and she decides, you know what, I'm going to stay late at the office and I'll drop it off on my way home from work as opposed to, going right now. We'll talk about all these. Blinette, we'll get to those shyness.
Having your secretary send out a FedEx on Shabbos and it's the next day delivery happens to be Monday.
No.
Sometimes they can deliver it Shabbos.
Again, it depends what you tell them. If you tell them deliver it today for tomorrow, you're in trouble.
Right.
If you tell them if you tell them I need a no. You tell but the FedEx doesn't do Sunday, right? Or they started doing Sundays now?
They don't do Sunday.
They don't do Sunday.
But the banks aren't open.
Right. So the problem is it's all gonna depend on what you tell, because again it's Amira. Whatever you say. If you tell them I need it here by Saturday and it's now 4:00 10 minutes before Shkia, you're telling them to do malacha for you.
No,
unless I have the heter of saying it on
Friday. Oh, we got to that. Yeah, right.
Imagine today on Friday, just send this out FedEx. Now, normally it comes Monday, but they may deliver it to the bank Shabbos.
As long as you don't say that you want it bedafka on Shabbos.
What?
As long as you don't stipulate it needs to be Shabbos.
Okay. Yeah, just send it out.
Right, we'll get to that. Let's see. I really wanted this to be a one part, guys. Let's try our best. Okay. Rabbi Yismach Shavuz Belavish. Okay. Zok the Rambam. The Rambam writes this. So let's go back to this. This is probably one of the most more important akudas of this year. Why exactly is Amir l'Nachri Yasser? What's wrong with Amir l'Nachri? Let's talk about the most extreme case. I ask a guy Shabbos morning to turn on a light. Right? It's dark in the room. I want light. I go over to the guy. I say, turn on the light. That's Amir l'Nachri. What's so bad? I'm not doing any malacha. Why is it wrong? So there's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Hilchos Shabbos, Asur lo yimel enochi laseis lanu malacha b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to ask God to do malacha on Shabbos. Av al b'sheinu mitzuvah la Shabbos, even though he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. V'av b'sheinu lo yimikaydem haShabbos, even though I told him on Friday. V'av b'sheinu tzorich lo yisem malacha elach haShabbos. And I don't even need to tell him on Shabbos. The Rambam covered all three things, right? I tell him on Friday. And I tell him on Friday, I want something done. I don't even need to after Shabbos. The davar zeh asur medivrei soifrim. That's always a question what medivrei soifrim means. It usually means midrabanan. Why? Kidei sheloitei Shabbos kolo beinehem v'yavo laseis me'atzman. What are we afraid of? You tell the guy to do it, and then you say, oh, I don't like the way he did it. You know what? I'm going to do it myself. I asked the guy to turn on the air conditioner. He put the wrong setting. I told the guy to change the light bulb. I don't like the way he changed it. So I'm going to do it myself. So they have a Zakti Ramam. The reason why Amila Nachri is awesome is because very often in life, if you want a job done right, do it yourself. But sometimes you can't do it yourself, so you ask someone else, and then you don't like the job he does. So therefore, you may come to do it yourself. It's an interesting Zeri Drabon. According to Ramam, it's a Chashash, you may come to do it yourself. Okay? That's one shot. What are the other pshatim? There's a famous Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says, "Aval haShabbos leinitzavet b'neinoch." We're gonna again, a goy does not have Shabbos. Not only does he not have Shabbos, he's prohibited from keeping the Shabbos. Aye, so frak Rashi akasha u'masha also yisrael loy meloy v'kachav maseh likach. So why can't I ask a guy to do it? Bishlam, if a guy has an Isser Shabbos, so I can't ask him to do it. But if he has no Isser, why can't I ask him? Says Rashi, "Mishamimtzei cheftecha v'daber davar dibor aser." So Rashi's of the opinion, what's the problem? It's the talking. What am I telling him? I'm telling him to do something which I can't do, which means what I'm talking about is something that's not what we call Shabbos discussion. Telling a guy to turn on a light switch is something that I can't do. It's something which is against Shabbos. So it's not the way you're supposed to talk. So what's the obvious observation according to this Rashi? Let's say you do it on Friday. There's no way to say Dabru Dover on Friday. There's an if Dabru Dover is also on Shabbos. So if I tell him on Shabbos to turn on the light switch, but let's say I tell him on Friday, I say, listen, you know, if the light happens to go off on Saturday morning, do me a favor, turn it on. There will be no Isra of Dabur Davar, according to Rashi. Then we have the third pshat, which is Rashi in Masechet Shabbos. This is the most lomdish pshat. Why is there an Isra of Amila Nochi, says Rashi? My time is Shara Lemaitha Lele Nochi. The Gemara is discussing a case where if let's say a person realizes that he's carrying his wallet and it's already Shabbos, so the Gemara says he should give it to a guy. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? Why are you allowed to give it to a guy? Isn't there an Isser called Amir Lenoch? He's like Rashi. Varehu shuluchoi liso eno b'Shabbos. And he becomes his messenger to carry it on Shabbos. This is Rashi Shita. You know why Amir Lenoch is Aser? Because we're choshish that yesh shlichos l'goy. And if the guy does the action, it's as if I'm doing the action.
I ain't shlichos l'goy.
A bigger problem. Ain't shlichos l'goy. Now, it's not so posh ain't shlichos l'aver if it's not an aver for the shlich.
No, but it's for me, the
Mishalayach. But why do we say, the Gemara says, Diver Rav, Diver Tama, Diver Mishalim? But it's not us for the guy. The guy can't say Diver Rav. Why shouldn't he listen to me? He has no Isser. So that wouldn't work. But we have a problem with Einstlichos Lagoy. These are the three standard Pshatim in the Mishalim. The Rambam, you may do it yourself. Rashi in Avodah Zarah because of the talking. And Rashi in Shabbos because he becomes your Shliach. So everyone asks the apparent Stira in Rashi. Rashi in one place says Kos Dabur Dover, in one place it says Kos Shlichos. And this we've mentioned in the past, we'll go through it again, but this time I found something even better. I found a Chassam Sofer. There's a Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer quotes a Kasha from the Pnei Yeshua and a Tshuva. He asks, he says, I don't understand it. Why do we need? He says, Ach Omed Le'ini Mashahiksha are going to Pnei Yeshua, but Tshuva, Hanal. Typically, Mishum Shlichos Anoch, Lachmer. Lemanda Omar, Yena Bar Chiyuva, Yeshlich, Vaveru. He says, I don't understand it. Why should there be any other pshatim and why Amir Lenachri is Aser? There should only be one pshat. One pshat because yesh lichas. So who? Why is there any other reasons given? Forget if it's Stephen Rashi. Everyone should say the same reason. Because the Gemara says that there's yesh lich da'aveira when it's not an aveira for the shliach. And we hold yesh shlichas legoy lechumra. Simple. That's why Amir Lenachri is Aser. Why is it even an issue? Why are there other reasons given? Why does Rashi say Mimsech Hevzech Adabadov? Why does the Rambam say Gzer Drabon? It should be an open and closed case.
What?
Well, it depends how strong you want to take the Chashash of Shlichus. But it's not going to be any better than Dabur Dover, which is only going to be the Rabbon. So the Chassam Sofer is an interesting Lomdash Teretz. He says no. He says that this Kasha was already presented by the base mayor, and he says no. Because it's hard to justify Shlichus by Shabbos. Why? The Le'in Shabbos loy kosher midi kosher the loy shayach Shlichus b'ma the taliyah beguf ivrei adam. He says, you can't tell me that the guy is my shliach, and when the guy turns on the light, it's as if I turned on the light. Why? This is more Sunday morning material, but we'll just mention it. Right? There are certain things you can't have a shliach do for you, because there are certain things which are mitzvahs shebegufoy. Only you can do it. Says the Chassam Sofer, Shvisa Shabbos or Melecha Shabbos is a you experience. I need to rest. I can't do work, but I am resting. I love the shlichus. It's like, but I'm not. I'm sitting eating chal on Shabbos afternoon. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, all these other Rishonim felt that you can't tell me that the reason why I'm Ilan Achri is also because of shlichus l'chumra, because by Isser Shabbos is all about doing, being active. I'm not active. I, in Lomdus, I'm active, but over here it's not about Lomdus, over here it's about practicality. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, that's why we don't all subscribe to Rashi's pshat of Shlichas L'chumra. What about the bigger problem that it's a Steven Rashi? So to this, we've mentioned in the past, the stipler in Maseches Avodah Zarah, right? The stipler writes that it's not a Steven Rashi. Rashi, the two Rashis complement each other. Why do they complement each other? Because let's work out. If the reason has to do with Dabru Davar, then that wouldn't be us on Friday. So that's why Rashi had to write in Avodah Zarah Shlichus. Shlichus now makes that whenever the guy does this, if I'm doing it. So why did Rashi have to have the svara of Dabur Dover? Because what happens if I go over to the guy on Shabbos and tell him, you know what? Pick me up after Shabbos in the Uber. What violation is that? Shlichus. So when he drives the car in Matzah Shabbos, as if I drove the car, so what? It's Matzah Shabbos. Then Rashi says, no, it's Dabur Dover. So Zok, the stipler, Abdei Nezer writes like this, Derech HaShulchan writes this, you need to come on to both reasons. Why? Because what happens if on Shabbos I tell him to do Malacha after Shabbos? Let's say I meet my worker on Shabbos, I tell him, you know what, I have a big job for you Tuesday, show up Tuesday morning, we're going to do a lot of work together. That's Amilan Achri. Why? Because Mim Tzechef Tzecha Dabudav, you're not supposed to talk about work. And let's say I meet him on Friday, and I say, Friday, Shabbos morning, show up to my house and shovel the snow. That's going to be also why, because when he shows up Shabbos morning and shovels the snow, again, snow is a bad example because it might not be also. I ain't other shurim about it, but it's going to be shlichos then. So it's like the stipler, Rashi needs both reasons.
After Shabbos, there's another.
What's wrong with that? No, that's only if it was done incorrectly. Hachan is only a problem if. Hachon is a problem that I'm not allowed to prepare for Shabbos. It might be a problem of Hachon, but it's not a Mila Nachri. Meaning you're not going to have the punishment of having to wait until you can benefit from it. So halacha l'maaseh, what are we left with? You can't ask a guy on Friday to do something for you on Shabbos, and you can't ask a guy on Shabbos to do something for you after Shabbos. So let's go back to our case. When I hit the button on Friday afternoon, that's a Mila Nachri. Which version of a Mila Nachri is it going to be? It's not Dabru Dover. It's going to be Rashi's version of Shlichus. Maybe the Rambam's version. Because, again, the problem with the Amazon is it's going to be very hard to read the Rambam's version. I don't like the way it was delivered, and if I'm going to deliver it myself, no way.
But also, there are so many possible ways that it won't happen, too.
That's true. Again, we'll have to see how...
It's not like a person pays the...
Exactly. If I go over to a worker, I say, be here, do this. So let's see. Okay. Now, with that background, this is really just a hakdama. Keep these nekudas in mind, as now we'll get into the real sugya. Number 18. Everyone talks about how do you send a... FedEx, UPS, Amazon. I have a bigger question. Has anyone ever mailed a letter on a Friday? How many times have we walked to shul and put letters in the mailbox? Why is that not a problem? Same problem.
Because you're not directing when it should get mailed. It can get mailed in 5 days.
So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this shaila. Shulchan Aruch discusses this shaila in a different venue. We'll get back to the... He talks about the simple case. Let's go to dry cleaners. Let's say you have a good old-fashioned non-Jewish dry cleaner. I happen to have a frum dry cleaner by me. But many of them are not. So you go over to the guy an hour before Shabbos and you drop off your suit. Now, and you say, I'm going to pick it up Sunday. So now, when's he going to work on the suit? Anytime between now and Sunday. Is that permissible? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, number 18, Reish Nun Beis, you're allowed to give your clothing to the dry cleaners or your hide to get worked on. Let me know the next time you bring in your hides to get worked on, okay? Let me know who you use, okay?
Samuch
lecha sheicha. Yeah, today it's a shoemaker, 100%. Let's say you bring in your shoes to get fixed. Samuch lecha sheicha, right around Shabbos time. It's okay. Im katzas loy damim, if you give him a set price. If he does it out of a favor. What's going on over here? Says the Mr. Brewer, what are you allowed to do? You tell her, what happens if you tell... I'm sorry, we didn't finish reading it. He writes, but you can never say to him, do it on Shabbos. Also, he can't do it in my house. Let's say I tell the guy, you know what? You know, let's say you have you get a custom-made suit, and the guy Mamish makes it in your living room. So you say, listen, I need the suit by Sunday morning. You do it. So, okay, I'll stay in my house. Two Shabbos. Not allowed. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to tell him to do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, let's say you come to the guy Friday afternoon, the guy says, Oh, no problem. I'll have it for you by Sunday. By the way, I'm doing it Friday night. So you just nod and smile. Okay, that's your prerogative. But I never told you to do it. You want to do it Friday night? It's your business. I never told you. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if the guy tells you, you don't have to tell him no. Because I never told him. I never directed him to do it on Shabbat. However, we'll get to that also. That's next year. We'll get to it. Same show, we'll get to it. Oh, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you tell the Kavis, raw, you tell the guy on Friday, I need this Saturday night. I got to go out, I have a big meeting, I have an event, I need this ready for me Saturday night. When exactly would you like him to do this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, going to Shabbos. This is also, even if you have a set price. Why? Because you gave him the window of time to get it done during week time. And he's like your messenger. Because again, that's the only amil and achi you'll have on Friday. There won't be dabur davar, it's going to be shlichas. So says the Mishnah Berurah Mefurish, if you don't give them enough time, if you go with Amazon Prime and you don't give them enough time to deliver it before, then you're running into a problem of amil and achi. Says Mefurish and Mishnah Berurah. Says Rabbi Abba Shaul, am I allowed to bring in my car? And many people like to leave their car over the weekend. This way they're not using it. You want to bring in your car on Friday to a non-Jewish mechanic. My mechanic is also from it. Doesn't help me. You know they're going to work on it on Shabbos. Says the Olet Zion, Mutter. But you can't leave demands of when you want it back. Because you leave demands of when you want it back. Let's say they're not open Sunday. And you tell them, I need it back first thing Monday morning. And they're not open Sunday. So when are you giving them time? They're open Saturday. So here's always a shayla. Let's say the guy says, maybe he'll decide to come. He's the owner of the shop. Maybe he'll make an appearance on a Sunday afternoon. Maybe he normally, but he will. That might be okay if that's the case. If the guy says to you, you know what? I might come in on Sunday to work on your car. So then, okay. But if it's closed, no workers come and no business is done on Sunday, and you drop it on Friday 10 minutes before Shabbos, what you're basically telling the guy is you're working for me on Shabbos. That is us. That is us.
The other way, when you said, you know, when you drop it off and it's mutter, isn't there also an Indian that you got to make sure that your car's a regular car, not that it sticks out, that everyone knows that it's a prune car? I mean,
the bigger issue is that it shouldn't be in your house. If it's not bias, if it's in the mechanic's house.
Let's say you have a mechanic on West Broadway and everyone knows your car, or it says Hatzol or Gourmet Glad on it.
Maybe there might be a Marisai. There might be a Marisai issue. But I'm not so sure how strong. I think people know you dropped it off on Friday. They know he's open Saturday. But again, if the guy's not open Sunday, he's only open Saturday, and you demand it back Monday morning, right, you're going to run into trouble. So that's all about, and these shots come up all the time. All the time these shots come up. And the answer always is, you got to give the guy at least enough time. What he does is his business, because we have a rule, Adaita de Nafshe Kovid. He does what he wants to work, but you can't instruct him to have it done by a certain time. Now, let's talk about regular mail. Says the Shulchan Aruch, number 21. Shaleach Adam Yigeris Biyad Eini Yehudi Vafil Rav Shabbos. I can give a letter to a non-Jew on Friday, right before Shabbos. I give it to the mailman. Now, what's he going to do? He's going to then go and deliver it on Shabbos. V'hu, Shekoytzes Lo Dom. Again, same rule. It's because he's a set price, he's a set job to do the task. But you can tell him, deliver it on Shabbos. Now, that's exactly what Amazon is, right? On Amazon, you tell them, deliver it on Shabbos.
So if you pay your maid $50 every day, then whatever you tell them to do on Shabbos...
Those are two separate shilas. That's a shila of what do you mean? You still can't tell her to do things.
But she's doing things whatever she don't know.
So then, again, you have to know what's mutter al-dait de nafshe, whichever is doing to make her life easier. I mean, I can't tell my maid or my cleaning lady, you know, vacuum the floor. I can tell her clean the floor. If she decides to use a vacuum because it's more convenient, that's her business. But I can't tell her. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what's going on over here? I'm allowed to give him a letter. But, this is Amazon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't tell them, I need this to be there by Sunday or Monday. Amazon. Says Mishnah Berurah, you can't use Amazon Prime. What is Amazon? I mean, you tell them, it needs to be by this person by this time. And it gives you no time to get it done except for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's ki'ilu, you tell him to do it on Shabbos, which is usher. So again, regular mail is simple. Regular mail, you're not telling anyone to do anything. You put the mail in the mailbox, and whenever they get around to doing it, they get around to doing it. Fine.
Even though you know they have a pickup on Shabbos.
Even if that's because that's their job. That's nothing to do with me. They're not picking up for me. They're picking up because they have a job, and they'll get to whenever they get to it. Now, FedEx and overnight mail is going to be a little more complicated. That's an overnight meal by definition. So I tell them, this has got to be at someone's desk Saturday morning. So what am I telling them? You deliver this on Shabbos. So that's going to be very, very problematic. Says, yeah.
If you hire a yard company that just looks after your yard and they come once a week.
So that's a big shot.
It just so happens that this week, you didn't know.
That's a big shiloh. That's a shiloh with the gardeners or snow removal. Let's say you have a gardener who decides to show up Shabbos morning to do the garden work. Right. So that's a shiloh. That's a big question. So again, if he's what we call a kablon, he gets paid per job. He has a job. Maintain my garden. So mikra da'idim, he can come anytime he wants. So mikra da'idim is mota, but there is a marasayin. It looks really bad if everyone walks by and sees your house being... Same shiloh. I think we must have spoken about this in the past. Snow removal. Let's say you hire guys before Shabbos, that whenever it snows, they show up to your house and shovel your snow. Whether it be Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or Shabbos. And they show up Shabbos morning because there was a snowstorm Shabbos. So mikra da'idim, without marasayin issues, it should be mota. And some achrayim say because you might even be allowed to keep them even with the marasayin, because what's going to happen? You tell them, come back. They're not coming back, and you're going to be stuck with 3 feet of snow months of Shabbos. But again, it's complicated. Me'ikar adin, it shouldn't be a problem, because again, adaita dinafshi, they decided to show up. You should try to persuade them not to, but me'ikar adin, it should be okay. Says Reb Shmuel, says the Shmir Shabbos kechosei, mutal l'shalshel b'chutz l'aretz mechtav l'toch tevas d'or b'erev Shabbos. In chutz l'aretz, what's the difference between chutz l'aretz and Eretz Yisrael? Because everyone's Jewish in Eretz Yisrael, or a lot of people are Jewish in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Rabbi Neuwirth, you're allowed to send a letter on Chutz La'aretz into the mailbox. Gam in Borur Shamichtav Yovel L'Ma'ano B'Shabbos. You know it's all going to happen on Shabbos. I will also L'Shlech B'Erev Shabbos Som L'Chachnis L'Shabbos Michtov D'Chuf. Pressing mail. Doesn't mean pressing mail. It means overnight mail or things like that. She came be mikrozeh makbid hashalech. Then you are makbid. Shamichtav Oyam Avrek Yimser B'Moyet Somuch. There's a time limit. And that's as if you are telling the guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Now the last line is where we're going to get into in a few minutes.
Will be
what? Yeah, we're saying now on Friday it's going to be shlichus. It can't be dabru dover, and even the Rambam is probably not. It's going to be shlichus. Says the last line, and this is what the whole second half of this year is going to be about. There's a pressing reason why you need this letter to get there. Whatever that's going to be, we'll have to figure out. Not just because you want those shoes. Then, yesh makam lahakal. What's the makam lahakal? Okay? Hopefully we'll get to that. What? Maybe. We'll get to that. Now, let's just address the issue that Rav Moshe addresses. Why isn't there a possibility that there are some Jews working in the postal office? So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva number 24. And here, this would be the same issue for Amazon. All these guys who deliver Amazon packages, why don't I have to be choshish? Someone along the chain is a Jew. And I'm basically telling a Jew, forget, Amir Anochi. Amir Yisrael. I'm telling a Jew, Malach Vimi. Says Rav Moshe, Ubedavar Lashlech Mechtavim Erev Shabbos Kedish. Aideh Habe Doar, Bimdina Seinu, where we live. Hine Bimekoma Shemitsuin Yehudim Shaivim Sham Kimabi New York or Brooklyn. Avshak Oponim Him Amiyot, Ke Arev Him Nochim. Even if they do work there, they're the minority of the postal service. If it's not common that Jews work there, that's all in the postal service. In the delivery service, I have no idea who delivers things for Amazon. I don't know if we can make the argument that maybe we should be chayish l'miyuta. Maybe we should be chayish that one of these many guys that are driving are Jewish. No, he's saying you don't have to worry, because most of the people in the postal office are not presumed to be Jewish. You don't have to think that. You know, but he says you have no reason to assume it. He says, yeah, unless you know, I have not yet met any mail carriers. I know someone who worked in the post office. I have not yet met any mail carriers or anyone. I only know one person who ever worked in the post office, one from person. But the drivers for Amazon, I don't know why there's not maybe a large chash of people who do so. Okay. That's an issue that I think we can deal with. Now, what is the makom lahakel? If Shmir Shabbos Kachasi told us, if there's a pressing reason, let's, for example, you have to send a very urgent, important letter Friday, and it has to be done Shabbos morning, what's the tzad l'hakam? So if you look over number 25 in the Shas and Chuvas, Chavaz Yoyer was written in the late 1600s. Now, you got to be careful, because when you open the Chavaz Yoyer to this Chuva Memtes, it's not the Chavaz Yoyer talking. It's actually the Avoides HaGershuni talking, a different achron of that time, and he's the one talking. And there's a fundamental machlokes between the Chavizira and the Avodis HaGershuni. The Avodis HaGershuni married he was a Talmud of the Bach, he ended up marrying the Bach's granddaughter. They all lived the end of the 1600s, they all lived in Germany, big Rabbanim of the time, at the end of the 1600s, early 1700s. So the Chavizira came up with the following Chav. The Chavizira said, Amira l'nochri is asr, but Amira l'amira is mutter. Meaning, I can't tell a guy to do malacha for me, but I can tell a guy to tell a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. So therefore, if you accept the Chavis Yoyer, so what's the argument? When I put push on the button on my computer, what did I just do? I told some guy to get into a car and drive to my house? No. I told some guy to tell some guy to tell some guy to get in the car and drive to my house. That's what we call Amira La Amira. Says the Chavis Yoyer, Amira La Amira is so far removed. You didn't misach it back to me? It's 20 steps. How many people were involved in the chain of line before they got to me? Eh? Right. Again, assuming it's shlichus, so then it's still going to be my shliach. But there's so many people along the way. Says the Chavis Yoyer, Amira La Amira, no problem. Now,
if how about Davar Davar in Gabi this? Because it's
there is no Davar Davar. It's Friday. It's only going to be shlichus. Now, again, the Chavis Yoyer holds Shabbos also. Now, how do you get around Davar Davar? It's a crash, because it's still going to be Davar Davar if it's on Shabbos. We'll see that most Achorim don't accept the Chavis Yoyer on Shabbos. And this is a lot of chap that people do. We'll talk. Rabbi Weiss talks about this. Let's say you need a guy. Let's say, for example, you're staying in a hotel. And you need the guy to do malacha. So you're very smart. You're not going to stop the guy. You go to the front desk. You tell the front desk. The front desk calls, whatever, housekeeping. And housekeeping, give all the guy, Amira La Amira, from a guy. Okay, we'll see if that really works.
But causing that receptionist to call the person, which itself is a malacha, that's not your problem?
I didn't call. I spoke to reception. I'm allowed to talk to the receptionist. I tell her.
The only way to get it.
Right. Again, that's again a date
the
deduction.
The cleaning lady turned the bathroom light off.
That's right. That's right.
The problem.
That's right. That's right. So that's what we call Amira Le Amira. So the Chavis Yoyer has a tshuva over here where he quotes from the Avodah Zarah Gershuni. With Avodah Zarah Gershuni, he writes this. What you the Chavis Yoyer, justify Amira Le Amira, I think you're wrong. Says number 25. Va'amasha b'adugulon marim also loyim lenochi she mutol lenochi achel lasis lamalacha b'shabbos. When we take koisley kosv nika shadaiti not the hakel, you think that that's mutol and is daiti shu aser gomer. Says the avodis hagoshuni. I think you're 100% wrong. Amira la amira is not mutter. And he has a raya again. We're not going to get to tonight, but well, he has a raya. Now says so. So where does that leave us right now? We have a very important machlokes achrayim in our hands between the Chavis Yoyer, Avodah Zarah Gershuni, late 1600s, is Amira La Amira Mutter. If you accept the Chavis Yoyer, Amira La Amira is 100% Mutter, so none of these are shailas. I never tell the guy, I don't even know who the guy is. I tell some guy in a long chain of people to do it. So according to the Chavis Yoyer, it's Mutter. But according to the Avodah Zarah Gershuni, it's not Mutter. Comes along the chesem.
Take care of the problem also on what? Cleaners. She's a guy. She's speaking to a guy.
But the problem is, when do I say it to her?
3 minutes to go before Shabbos. Why is
so,
that any worse?
So in theory, that would be mutter. According to the Chavis Yoyer, that would be mutter.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Again, of course, if we pass on the Chavis Yoyer. According to the Chavis Yoyer, it's unbelievable hetev amir l'nochri. It solves a lot of problems.
According to Rambam, then maybe you may do it yourself. Why does amir l'nochri help?
Oh, we'll see. We'll have to go back and plug in to which svar in the Rishonim is the Chavis Yoyer working with. So let's just see one more step from the Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer in the tshuva. V'gedoyle mezukasa b'tshuva Chavis Yoyer soif simim emvav. Sheneir li poshet. Demot aloyim alenochi amur lenochi pleni sheyaslim lachtoi. B'shum da havelei amira de amira. V'agoyim rev gershon dochet varav. Rev gershon avodis ha-gershuni. Rev gershon ashkenazi. Again, we're talking about the late 1600s. Talking about, 500 years ago, 400 years ago. He argued. And he had a raya. Says the Chassam Sofer, v'hinei. Adayin ani oymer. I, the Chassam Sofer, hold. Says the Chassam Sofer, when is the Avodah Zarah Gershuni right that Amira La Amira is also, that's on Shabbos proper? Why? Because on Shabbos proper, you have Dabur Dover problems. Even though we pass the Amira La Amira is also on Friday, Amira De Amira Ein Raya La Aser Kulay Hai. So it sounds like from the Chassam Sofer, is suggesting that the Chavis Yoyer can be acceptable for Friday afternoon. It can't be acceptable on Shabbos morning, but it can be acceptable on Friday afternoon, which is what we need. We need this Chavis Yoyer. We need to know that when I, on Friday, tap the button, and that tells a person to tell a person to deliver it on Shabbos, according to the Chavis Yoyer, that is 100% mutter. That's what we call Amira Le Amira. And according to the Chassam, again, according to the Chavis Yoyer, it's mutter on Shabbos. But according to the Chassam Sofer, even the Avodah Yisrael Gershuni perhaps would admit that that would be mutter on Friday.
This could be the mucker for having two cleaning ladies.
But one of tell her what to do for Shabbos. 100%. So now the million-dollar question is, do we accept this Chassam Sofer? We have Machlokes Chavos Yoreh and the Avodah Yisrael. We have a Chassam Sofer who says that the Chavos Yoreh works if it's on Friday. If you accept the Chassam Sofer, everything is great. We have no problem ordering whatever we want on Friday. Now, according to this, you'd be able to order something on Friday, knowing that's going to come on Shabbos, as long as you don't tell them directly. You call up, let's say, for example, you always have to work with a middle person. Now, the Ber Halacha takes issue with this Chassam Sofer. Says the Ber Halacha, number 27, he writes, he quotes this Chassam Sofer, and he says at the end, I don't like it. He says, V'hu milsa chadati. It's two last lines at the end. He says it's a new thing. It's a chiddush. Not only is it such a big chiddush, I found the Beis Yosef that says Mefurish not like this. The Beis Yosef says Mefurish that Amir is Usher on Friday. So what does the Be'er Halacha sound like? He's completely rejecting the Chavos Yoreh. Maybe they talk about it. Amir. But if you reject the Chavos Yoreh and you reject the Chassam Sofer, we're back to square one.
How about if it's not a person? What happens if you tell Alexa to order the food?
Yeah, Alexa, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if you're talking to Alexa and she's doing it, and then you say, Alexa, do me a favor. Could you order this for me from Amazon? She goes ahead and orders it.
Do they have the ability to do that?
They can do that, Doc?
Alexa is the button.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing as the computer screen. No, it's the same thing as touching a computer screen. When you touch the computer screen, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing as touching, pushing the button.
When you push the button on Amazon Press, yeah. Same thing.
No, but here I'm telling Alexa to...
Okay, when you push the button, it's the same thing. I would have assumed so. Okay, I really do not want to make this 2 weeks, so we'll just leave it out here. Good. So the Be'er Halacha rejects the Chassam Sofer, you reject the Chavos Yoreh, and you're kind of stuck. Now, the truth is, it's not so pashut, because Rabbi Shavuos addresses this. There's another machlokes achronim in the Chavos Yoreh's world that amira la amira is mutter. Is that true even if the second guy knows he's working for a Jew? Again, we have amira la amira. I tell guy one and guy one tells guy two. What happens if guy two knows he's working for a Jew? Is that also mutter? Chavos Yoreh writes that whenever you do, it's too many steps removed.
You're watering it down.
It's right. So the question is the fact that the guy knows he's working for me, Messiachis it back to me. When this guy shows up, again, he won't know that today. Today this is not an idea because he'll never know. When he delivers the Amos, he has no idea who he's delivering it for. But let's say, for example, the case of the hotel. Right, you're in a kosher Pesach program. So when the janitor comes to fix the toilet, he knows who's he working for. Right, he knows exactly who he's servicing. He knows he's working for a Jew. So Rabbi Shavuos quotes a machloikis, Hungarian machloikis achronim about this. Which way you go? Again, it won't be relevant to us. But he brings such a machloikis. Okay, well, I'm going to have to leave the rest for next week against my better judgment. But believe the next week, we'll make a part two. I want to start a couple series on Kibbutz of the Aim, the reverse version. When you don't have to listen to your parents. This is when you guys lose. This is when all the parents lose.
Yeah, so I'm not an advertiser.
So Belinda, we'll get to that, I guess, in the following week, but we'll have to make a part two.